Let's stand to our feet. Let us raise our hand and thank God for speaking to us. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to raise your hand. I want you to tell God if you appreciate. God is speaking to America. He's speaking to us tonight. He's asking each one of you, are you doing your best? Are you doing your best? Would you pray? God, we ask you to undertake. Oh God, let thy Holy Spirit confirm the word as you have. Jesus, don't let individuals push off conviction. I want you to speak to people here tonight. Oh God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I want to give this altar call to people that know that this preacher has told you God's truth. You knew it was the truth before God gave that message and confirmed what I said. Only God knows what's right around the corner. I want every person in this building tonight, if you haven't been serving God like you should, if you've had things in your life that was a question and you felt God is laying his hands upon it, I want you to come to this front tonight, and God's moved on my heart to do this, and I want you to listen. You're going to remember this night a many a time, and it's going to bring comfort and peace to your heart if you do what this preacher tells you. I want you to come to the front, and I want you to say, Jesus, no matter what comes or goes, I want you to set your seal upon my life. And you can't do it unless you have control of my whole being. I want to make a total surrender. You can't live like the devil and have sin in your life and flirt with this world and have the appetite to eat what the world eats. You've got to have a dedication, and you'll do it from your heart and say, Jesus, I'm putting you first. There are sinners in this place tonight that need to make a stand. There's backsliders that haven't been serving God. You haven't spoke to a soul in I don't know when, because you didn't have the power to do it. You didn't have the desire to do it. But how many believe there's a place of getting in with God so sold out that you care less about what people think? You have God's anointing, and you can easily, with God's wisdom, deal with people and let them know there's a way out. The world is out there shut off from what you've heard tonight. But if this message that I preached could have been preached to every ear in America, brother, there'd be such a wild rage to an altar. They would have cried and prayed through. Most of these people are church members. They're professors. But a lot of those people out in the world, they know nothing, because the world has trained them. They're just like an animal. There's no God. And all they have to do is shake in fear. But I want us tonight to renew our covenant with God. I want you tonight, if you say, Brother Everett, I believe you've told us the truth. And above all, before I leave this place tonight, I want to come to the front. I want to make my surrender as never before. And I want God, for sure, to put his seal upon my life. And God laid this on my heart, and I'm going to pray tonight that God will do it. And I want people, and the reason I'm saying it, there's people all over this building. You're not sure that you have that seal of God in your life, and God wants to give you that assurance. I want you to start moving out in the balcony, underneath the arches, down through here. I want you to come. I want you to move forward. Come as close as you can. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray tonight. Now, listen, friend. You don't have to. You can turn and go out that door and walk out and say, I never did one thing about it. But I don't believe you want to do it. I believe you're a sensible, individual, thinking person. You'll want to do the normal thing that a human being would do. I ask you to come. I'm not asking you to join a church. My friend, I want you to make a dedication to God, to serve God. Young people, I want you to sell out to God tonight as never before. I want you to come. Would you come? God bless you. They're coming down every aisle. Oh, hallelujah. God's hearing prayer. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to put the seal upon the voice that he's listening to. I want God to hear your voice. I want God to hear your voice. Would you do it? Would you let him hear your voice? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Right now, put your hand up. Say, Lord, I want you to put your seal upon my soul. I want you to cover it with the blood. I want you to take me in your great hand. I want you to possess my thinking, my life, my action. Raise your hand. Just pray out. Oh, hallelujah. God is moving. God is moving. God is moving and forgiving things in individuals' lives. He's blotting them out. He's putting peace in your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God tonight. Thank God tonight. God is moving. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, great God. Oh, great God. Great God. Young people, pray. Young people, let God use your life. Be a soul winner. Say, God, I want to be a soul winner. I want to be a witness to your glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing that. He touched me. He touched me and he will do it. Well, he touched me. You to do this, I mean that God, when God speaks to me, I speak out. The Word of God said, we are the oracles of God. God speaks to you through his servants. Do you know Satan will try to dislodge you from the place you get your food? He said over the mouth of Sister Hibbert a while ago, giving that message directly from heaven, that as the land is filled with false prophets and false teachers. He said, many of my people are departing from the faith, and they're giving heed, teaching with teachers, giving, having itching ears. That's exactly the word he used. Satanic powers, right, I could mention, right very lately, people have got up and left the church. And you ask them why? They don't know why. They don't know why. They don't know why. The fire is burning. The glory is coming down. Souls are being saved. We're right in the midst of one of the greatest invasions the Gospel Lighthouse Church has ever struck against the forces of hell. I believe, as sure as there's a God sitting on the throne, that God is using his people scattered throughout the land to steer this thing, and through prayer, God's hand is going to move. God is looking for men. And never in the history of time have we had our radio waves as filled with junk. as we're having today. Brother, they're preaching everything but the thing they ought to preach. They're going off on every kind of a corner, every kind of a gimmick. And people that have been rooted and lodged in the house of God, where God has spoken, where you know God is, the devil of hell will do his best to get your feelings out, get you to leave the church, to go here or there. Let me tell you, I'm your shepherd. You've never caught me in a lie in the pulpit. I've got to be honest. If I was a member in this city and I wasn't a preacher, and brother, knowing what I know about the Gospel Lighthouse Church, I would get my roots so thoroughly bedded in the Gospel Lighthouse Church that I'd say, Satan, I don't care what you say or what you do. I believe with all my heart where I get my soul fed and where the word goes out. And brother, right here, we don't have to wonder if I preach a certain thing, will somebody get after me? The pulpit is free, brother, to preach any conviction that God puts on my heart. And I'd do it. I'd do it. And if it took half of this congregation overnight to leave, if God told me to preach it, and it needed to be preached, if I knew it would deprive me of half of those I love like my life, I would stand by God if He knows my heart, and I'd preach the truth to you. There's a many a place in the country they're not preaching the truth. It's not enough to stay in the Gospel Lighthouse Church. You get behind it and say, for God's sake, I want to pray for it as never before. I want to hold up our pastor's hands as never before. I want to pray that God will give him health as never before. I want to pray that our church will fit in the groove that God intends for it to fit in. You think a church can't have control over things in the country? God said, let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand, to execute judgment upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to execute upon them the judgment written, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. And God said, this honor has every one of my saints. You say, where's that found? In the last chapter of Psalms. Read it when you go home. This honor have all of his saints. What do you mean by that? I mean, brother, like Daniel of old, he got down and he prayed. And when God didn't like a certain one in his position, God put him out of his position overnight. And how many times has a prophet come in and said, man, you're through. Tomorrow someone's going to take your place. And the next day there was another king in power. Has that happened? It's happened over and over and over again. What am I saying? God can let his people, through prayer, control things. One morning I stood, and you was there that morning too, and a lot of rest of you. And I said, I've never asked for any time, because you can't get it. I said, I want 1:30 to 2 on the radio. I've never asked for it, but I feel like I want you to pray for it. I want to go on the air. And I prayed, and nobody heard my request, but the ones that my wife didn't even know anything about it. I went over, and the secretary said, someone just called. And I said, they did. Who's it? Said he called. And he said, Brother Hibbert, I'm over Channel 11 over in Fort Worth. I'd like to come over. I'd like to sell you some time on the radio. I said, well, good. I'd like to buy some. Come on over. And he came over, and he said, now, Brother Hibbert, we have some certain time. I said, don't want any but one time. I said, I want 1:30 to 2. Oh, he said, let me see now. He said, we can't give you that. That's theatrical time. But he said, we'll give you this and this and that. I said, no, I don't want none of it. I want 1:30 to 2. I said, how come I can't have it? Theatrical time. I said, we don't need theatrical time on that. I want to preach the gospel on it. Well, he said, I said, I don't care what the law is. I said, who owns the station? He said, Bing Crosby. I said, get on the phone, spend as much money as you want to talking to him, but tell him this preacher in Dallas wants the 1:30 to 2, and I prayed for it, and I want to get on there. And he got on the phone, talked to him 45 minutes, and finally Bing Crosby said, well, if that preacher in Dallas wants it that bad, let him have it. And we went on Channel 11 and stayed on for several years, going all over the country. We prayed that morning, and God sent a man before I got to the office. Don't you tell me that God Almighty don't answer our prayer. God told your pastor that the Jews never had a home, and for 1900 years they've been running everywhere. But he told me, get out and preach it everywhere. I'm going to send them back right away. And while I preached at the Gospel Lighthouse Church and all over this country, that immediately Israel would go back, they went back and threw the flag up. I could go on and tell you a number of other things. And the God that showed me that dream 12 weeks ago of the destruction that is coming, brother, and it'd be God made. If people didn't pray, they're going to feel the effect of it. But how many believe you're here and you're praying? Oh, hallelujah. How many believe that if we'll keep praying, we'll keep putting it in the hands of God? And now here's what I want you to do. I want us to raise our hand and ask God to send a revival among the churches in this city. God knows what He can do. Huh? How many believe God can do it? Raise your hand, will you? Raise your hand and let's believe God. Father, we pray now in Jesus' name to answer this prayer. I want you to have to roll a preacher out of the bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. Roll him out of bed and deal with his heart about getting his congregation lined up and prayed up and sanctified and living holy and taking time to put God first. God, move upon our church members. Bring them out of worldliness. God, bring them out of lust, out of sin, out of foolishness. Oh, God, breathe upon our people. Send a spiritual awakening. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Amen. Now, God is here. What did God say a while ago? What did I tell you on that, when I played that tape back last Sunday night? I'm going to be with you. I'll be the unseen guest when you sit down at the table. I will pronounce my blessing upon your home and upon things that pertain to your home. I will deal with your children that need to be dealt with. I will bring peace and joy and happiness, and I'll take away heaviness and gloom. And I will go before you. I will pronounce my blessings upon you. You can't buy one of those things with $1 million. But God said it. Now, how many believe, if you believe it, you ought to go out of here just a shouting, praise God, I know what's going to happen to me. Why? Because I'm going to do what God said. I'm going to honor God in giving my tithe. I'm going to honor God in my prayer time. I don't care how much it is. I don't watch the clock. I don't. When I get down to some time, I look at the clock, I've been there 2 hours, but other time maybe it'll be only 20 minutes. What I do, I get down there and I enjoy it. I don't want to say, oh Lord, I've got to pray so much here. Let me see what time it is. Let me see. A little more time. Oh, forget it. He gets no joy out of that. Put your hand up, begin to say, Lord, I love you. I want to let you know I praise you. I want to let you know, Lord, I got your seal upon me, and I want you to see my hand. I'm going to pray for our nation, pray for our president, pray for our preacher, pray for our church, pray for our members. Put a love in my heart for everyone. Give us a revival. Put a revival in me. Let me witness to souls that are lost. Oh, God, move upon the airways when they go to Washington Tuesday. Bless them and go before them. Oh, what can you pray for? Pray for the coming election that God will give us the right man. Oh, there's so many things you need to pray about. And then when you get through, just wave your hand and say, Lord, I love you. Oh, hallelujah. How many believe? How many thank God for the revival we're in? If you do, give the Lord a hand clap. Come on. Had a revival, and they put on 30 minutes every hour, 30 minutes on a certain radio, and they told all about the great revival they're having. And if they went on the television once each night and they told of the great revival, I'm going to tell you the God's truth, that wouldn't have near as much impact on me as a man that had been there in the service and came to me and said, Brother Hibbard, I was over there, and let me tell you, boy, I sure felt God's glory. That would have more impact on me than if I sit and listen to all that junk on the radio. That's good. We need to use radio. We need to use what we can. But let me tell you, one individual telling what God did for your soul at a church will do more to wake people. Say, well, let me go out there. I'm concerned, man. There's no telling what's going to happen. I'd like to go where things are happening. There's too many of the churches, nothing ever happened. We have a slogan, it's a place where men see God in action. How many believe if you'd, Brother Nunn, you feel God here tonight? Praise God, I could tell he did. You could see that smile on his face. And let me tell you, I want you to go out from here. I want you to call up people. I want you to tell them to pray. I want you to tell them the condition our nation is in, but there's a way out. Oh, praise God, there's a way out. There's a way you can rejoice. You don't need to ever be down, brother. You've got it made. No matter what comes or goes, you've got it made. The foundation of God stand assured. Put your hand up. We're going to bless God, and then we're going to be dismissed. Father, we thank you. We praise you for what our hearts have felt tonight. And we praise you for these that have come forward to make a dedication, to make a sellout, Lord, to serve you and to live for you. Let them carry the divine presence of God in their homes. Bless them and keep them and bring them back. We ask it for Jesus' sake and for thy glory. Praise God. While they play something good on the organ, I want you to turn around with a big smile. Take time, we're not in a hurry. And shake their hand and tell them you're glad they're out. Let them know you're friendly. Praise God, everyone together.